How does a ragtag volunteer army in need of a shower somehow defeat a global superpower? How do we emerge victorious from the quagmire? Leave the battlefield waving Betsy Ross's flag higher? Yo, turns out we had a secret weapon, an immigrant you know and love who's unafraid to step in. He's constantly confusing, confounding the British henchmen. Everyone give it up for America's favorite fighting Frenchman.
Watch me engaging them, escaping them, enraging them out. Come with a friend for more funds. Come back with more guns and ships and soldier violent ships. We rendezvous with Rochambeau, consolidate their gifts. We can end this war at Yorktown, cut them off at sea. But this to succeed, there is someone else we need.
Hamilton.
Sir, he knows what to do when to change to the new and influence the French, I mean.
Hamilton.
Sir, you're gonna have to use them eventually. What's he gonna do with the bench, I mean?
Hamilton.
No one has more resilience or matches my practical tactical brilliance.
Hamilton.
You wanna fight for your land back?
Hamilton.
I need my right hand man back.
Hamilton.
Yeah, get your right hand man back.
Hamilton.
You know you gotta get your right hand man back.
Hamilton.
That's from Dr. Letterman's
Hamilton.
You better get your right hand man back.
Alexander Hamilton. Troops are waiting in the field for you. If you join us right now, together we can turn the tide. Oh, Alexander Hamilton, I have soldiers who will yield for you. If we manage to get this right, they'll surrender by early light. The world will never be the same, Alexander. I was younger than you are now. When I was given my first command, I led my men straight into a massacre. I witnessed their deaths firsthand. I made every mistake and felt the shame rise in me. And even now I lie awake, knowing history has its eyes. Young and dreamed of glory, you have no control.
Who lives, who dies, who tells the story?
I know that we can win. I know that greatness lies in you. But remember, from here on in, history has its eyes on.
Battle of Yorktown, 1781.
Monsieur Hamilton,
Monsieur Lafayette,
in command where you belong.
How you say no sweat? We're finally on the field, we've had quite a run.
Immigrants, we get the job done.
So what happens if we win?
I go back to France, I bring freedom to my people if I'm given the chance.
We'll be with you when you do.
Go lead your men.
I'll see you on the other side.
Till we meet again, and I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, you, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot.
Till the world turns upside down.
Till the world turns upside down.
I imagine death so much, it feels more like a memory. This is where it gets me. On my feet, the enemy ahead of me. If this is the enemy, at least I have a friend with me. Weapon in my hand, a command in my men with me. Then I remember my allies is expecting me. Not only that, my allies is expecting. We gotta go, gotta get the job done. Gotta start a new nation, gotta meet my son. Take the bullets out your gun.
What?
Bullets out your gun.
What?
We move undercover and we move as one. Through the night, we have one shot to live another day. We cannot let a stray gunshot give us away. We fight up close, seize the moment and stay lit. It's out of that, it means the business end of a bayonet. The cold word is Rochambeau, you dig me?
Rochambeau!
Have your orders now, go man, go. And so the American experiment begins. My friends are scattered to the winds. Lawrence is in South Carolina, redefining bravery.
We'll never be free until we end slavery.
And when we finally drive the British away, Lafayette is there waiting in Chesapeake
Bay.
How do we know that this plan will work? We got a spy on the inside.
That's right, Hercules Mulligan.
I tell the spying on the British government. I take the measurements of permission and then I smuggle it to my brother's revolutionary covenant. I'm running with the Sons of Liberty and I'm loving it. See, that's what happens when you're up against the ruffians. We need the stuff now, somebody's gotta shovel it. Hercules Mulligan, don't need no introduction. When you knock me down, I get myself back up again.
A young man in a red coat stands on a parapet. We lower our guns as he frantically waves his white handkerchief.
And just like that, it's over. We tend to our wounded, we count our dead.
Black and white soldiers wonder alike if this truly means freedom. Not yet. We negotiate the terms of surrender. I see George Washington smile. We escort the men out of Yorktown. They stagger home, single file. Tens of thousands of people flood the streets. Their screams and church bells ringing. And as our fallen foes retreat, I hear the drinking song they're singing.
The world turned upside down. The world turned upside down. The world turned upside down. The world.
My son,
down, down, down.
Mr. Doja, what to say to you? You have my eyes, you have your mother's name. When you came into the world, you cried and it broke my heart. I'm dedicating every day to you. Domestic life was never quite my style. When you smile, you knock me out, I fall apart. And I thought I was so smart. You will come of age with our young nation. We'll bleed and fight for you. We'll make it right for you. If we lay a strong enough foundation, we'll pass it on to you. We'll give the world to you and you'll blow us all away. Someday, someday. Yeah, you'll blow us all away. Someday, someday.
Oh, Philip, when you smile, I am undone, my son. Look at my son. Pride is not the word I'm looking for. There is so much more inside me now. Oh, Philip, you outshine the morning sun, my son. When you smile, I fall apart, and I thought I was so smart. My father wasn't around.
My father wasn't around.
I swear that I'll be around for you. I'll do whatever it takes.
I'll make a million mistakes.
I'll make the world safe and sound for you. We'll come of age with our young nation. We'll bleed and fight for you. We'll make it right for you. If we lay a strong enough foundation, we'll pass it on to you. We'll give the world to you and you'll blow us all away. Someday, someday. Yeah, you'll blow us all away. Someday, someday.
It must be nice, it must be nice to have Washington on your side. It must be nice, it must be nice to have Washington on your side.
Every action has an equal opposite reaction. Thanks to Hamilton, our cabinet's fractured into factions. Try not to crack under the stress. We're breaking down like fractions. We smack each other in the press, and we don't print retractions. I get no satisfaction witnessing his fits of passion. The way he primps and preams and dresses like the pits of fashion. Our poor citizens, our farmers live rational ration. As Wall Street robs and blind and search the chips to cash in. This dude is asking for somebody to bring the task. Somebody give me some dirt on this vacuous mask. We can unlast a mask. I'll put a trigger on him. Someone load the gun and cock it. While we were all watching, he got Washington in his pocket.
It must be nice. It must be nice to have Washington on your side. It must be nice. It must be nice to
to have Washington on your side. Look back at the Bill of Rights,
which I wrote.
The ink hasn't dried. It must be nice, it must be nice to have Washington on your side.
So we doubled the size of the government. What's in the trouble with much of our previous government size?
COE lies.
Follow the scent of his enterprise.
Centralizing national credit and making American credit competitive.
If we don't stop it, we aid and abet it.
I have to resign.
Somebody has to stand up for the South.
Somebody's got to send that to his mouth.
If there's a fire you're trying to douse,
you can't put it out from inside the house.
I'm in the cabinet. I am complicit in watching him grabbing at power and kiss it. If Washington isn't going to listen to disciplined dissidents, this is the difference. This kid is out.
Oh, this immigrant isn't somebody we chose. Oh, this immigrant keeping us on our toes. Oh, let's show these federalists what they're up against. Oh, Southern mother-loving Democratic Republicans. Oh, let's follow the money and see where it goes. Oh, because every second the treasury grows. Oh, let's follow the money and see where it leads. Get in the weeds, look for the seeds of Hamilton's misdeeds. It must be nice, it must be nice.
Follow the money and see where it goes.
It must be nice. It must be nice.
The emperor has no clothes.
We won't be invisible. We won't be denied. It must be nice. It must be nice to have Washington on your side.
Mr. President, you asked to see me?
I know you're busy.
What do you need, sir? Sir?
I wanna give you a word of warning.
Sir, I don't know what you heard, but whatever it is, Jefferson started it.
Thomas Jefferson resigned this morning.
You're kidding.
I need a favor.
Whatever you say, sir, Jefferson will pay for this behavior.
Shh. Talk less.
I'll use the press, I'll write under a pseudonym. You'll see what I can do to him.
I need you to draft an address.
Yes, he resigned. You can finally speak your mind.
No. He's stepping down so he can run for president.
Ha! Good luck defeating you, sir.
I'm stepping down. I'm not running for president.
I'm sorry, what?
One last time. Relax, have a drink with me. One last time. And if we get this right, we're gonna teach you how to say goodbye, to say goodbye, you and I.
No, sir, why?
I want to talk about neutrality.
Sir, with Britain and France on the verge of war, is this the best time?
I wanna get into partisan fighting.
But
pick up a pen, start writing. I wanna talk about what I have learned, the hard-won wisdom I have earned.
As far as the people are concerned, you have to serve. You could continue to serve.
No. One last time. The people will hear from me one last time. And if we get this right, we're gonna teach them how to say goodbye. You and I.
They will say you're weak.
No, they will see we're strong.
Your position is so unique.
So I'll use it to move them along.
Why do you have to say goodbye?
If I say goodbye, the nation learns to move on. It outlives me when I'm gone. Like the scripture says, everyone shall sit under their own vine and fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid. They'll be safe in the nation we've made. I want to sit under my own vine and fig tree, a moment alone in the shade. at home in this nation we've made. One last time. One last time.
George Washington's going home.
Why do you have to say goodbye?
George Washington's going home.
In the eye of a hurricane, there is quiet for just a moment. A yellow sky. When I was 17, a hurricane destroyed my town. I didn't drown. I couldn't seem to die. I wrote my way out. Wrote everything down far as I could see. I wrote my way out. I looked up and the town had its eyes on me. We passed a plane around. Total strangers moved to kindness by my story. It's enough for me to book passage on a ship that was New York bound.
I wrote my way out of hell. I wrote my way to revolution. I was louder than the crack in the bell. I wrote to Liza, love letters until she fell. I wrote above the Constitution and defended its will. And in the face of ignorance and resistance, I wrote financial systems into existence. And when my prayers to God were met with indifference, I picked up a pen. I wrote my own deliverance.
In the eye of a hurricane, there was quiet for just a moment. A yellow sky. I was 12 when my mother died. She was holding me. We were sick and she was holding me. I couldn't seem to die.
Wait for it, wait for it, wait for it.
I'll write my way out.
Wait for it, wait for it.
Write everything down far as I can see.
Wait for it, wait for it.
History has its
eyes on you. Overwhelm them with honesty. This is the eye of the hurricane. This is the only way I protect my legacy.
Wait for it, wait for it, wait for it, wait.
Saved every letter you wrote to me. From the moment I read them, I knew you were mine. You said you were mine. I thought you were mine. Do you know Angelica said when we saw your first letter arrive. She said, be careful with that one, love. He will do what it takes to survive. You and your words flooded my senses. Your sentences left me defenseless. You built me palaces out of paragraphs. You built cathedrals. I'm rereading the letters you wrote me. I'm searching and scanning for answers in every line, for some kind of sign. And when you were mine, the world seemed to burn. You published the letters she wrote you. You told the whole world how you brought this girl into our bed. In clearing your name, you have ruined our lives. Do you know what Angelica said when she read what you'd done? She said, you've married an Icarus, and he has flown too close to the sun. You and your words obsessed with your legacy. Your sentences border on senseless, and you are paranoid in every paragraph, how they perceive you, 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 you. I'm erasing myself from the narrative. Let future historians wonder how Eliza reacted when you broke her heart. You have torn it all apart, and I'm watching it burn, watching it burn. The world has no right to my heart. The world has no place in our bed. They don't get to know what I said. I'm burning the memories, burning the letters that might have redeemed you. You forfeit all rights to my heart. You forfeit the place in our bed. You'll sleep in your office instead, with only the memories of when you were mine. I hope that you
let me tell you what I wish I'd known when I was young and dreamed of glory. You have no control.
Who lives, who dies, who tells your story?
President Jefferson, I'll give him this. His financial system was a work of genius. I couldn't undo it if I tried. And I tried.
Who lives, who dies, who tells your story?
President Madison, he took our country from bankruptcy to prosperity. I hate to admit it, but he doesn't get enough credit for all the credit he gave us.
Who lives, who dies, who tells your story?
Every other founding father's story gets told.
Every other founding father gets to grow old.
And when you're gone, who remembers your name?
Who keeps your flame? Who tells your story?
Who tells your story?
Who tells your story?
Eliza.
Put myself back in the narrative.
Eliza.
I stop wasting.
lies.
I interview every soldier who fought by your side.
She tells our story.
I try to make sense of your thousands of pages of writings. You really do write like you're running out of time. I rely on Angelica. While she's alive, we tell your story. She is buried in Trinity Church near you. When I needed her most, she was right on time. And I'm still not through. I asked myself, what would you do if you had more time? The Lord in his kindness, he gives me what you always wanted. He gives me more time. I raise funds in D.C. for the Washington Monument.
She tells our story.
I speak out against slavery. You could have done so much more if you only had time. And when my time is up, have I done enough? Will they tell our story? Oh, can I show you what I'm proudest of?
The orphanage.
I established the first private orphanage in New York City.
The orphanage.
I helped to raise hundreds of children. I get to see them growing up.
The orphanage.